You're listening to New Technia. This spider-inspired robot boat is built to pull victims from water. Researchers built QuadBoat, a four-legged surface robot that can follow paths, visually track floating targets, and retrieve them from water. The design addresses a gap in rescue robotics, but demonstrations used objects in controlled pools, and the work remains an unreviewed preprint rather than a tested life-saving system. Many water rescue robots can search for a person or carry flotation equipment toward them. QuadBoat is designed around the harder next step, physically tracking and retrieving something floating in the water. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers demonstrated a four-legged robotic boat inspired by fishing spiders, using cameras and control software to follow and collect floating targets. Why does it matter? A rescue vehicle that can retrieve, rather than merely locate, a victim could reduce the time people remain in dangerous water. What is the catch? The prototype collected objects in controlled indoor and outdoor tests. It has not rescued people or proved itself in waves, wind, currents, or emergency operations. Key fact. QuadBoat combines four actively adjustable legs with visual tracking and a mechanism for picking up floating targets. Why water rescue needs more than detection? Drones and unmanned surface vehicles can give rescue teams a faster view of an accident scene, and some can deliver flotation devices. Yet locating a person does not remove them from cold water, currents, or waves, where every additional minute can matter. The researchers behind QuadBoat argue that retrieval has received less attention than detection and approach. Their prototype is therefore built to steer toward a target, maintain a useful position, and collect it from the surface. A boat with adjustable legs. Fishing spiders inspired the shape, although the robot does not literally walk on surface tension. QuadBoat uses conventional buoyancy to float, while four movable legs let it change its posture and maneuver on the surface. An inverse kinematics controller translates desired movements into coordinated leg positions. A model predictive controller, combined with conventional feedback control, manages the larger motion of the vehicle. Cameras provide the visual information needed to follow a floating target. This unusual arrangement could offer more adaptability than a rigid hull. Changing the legs may help the robot turn, stabilize itself, and position its collection mechanism, although those advantages still need to be demonstrated in difficult natural water. What the prototype actually demonstrated. The team first tested whether QuadBoat could execute planned movements and follow defined trajectories in a pool. It then ran visual tracking and pickup experiments, with the robot detecting and collecting floating objects in indoor and outdoor settings. These demonstrations show an integrated chain of capabilities: perception, navigation, positioning, and retrieval. That is more meaningful than presenting a mechanical concept alone, but the target was an object rather than an unconscious, moving, or panicked person. The primary paper was submitted to AR14 on July 15. It has not yet passed journal peer review, and the public results do not establish how the vehicle performs under the loads and unpredictable conditions of a real rescue. Before we overstate the result, no human rescue was performed. The robot tracked and retrieved floating targets. The experiments do not reproduce waves, strong currents, rain, debris, poor visibility, or collision risks. The study is a preprint and has not undergone formal peer review. A practical system would need verified payload capacity, fail-safe controls, reliable communications, and testing with professional rescue teams. What happens next? The logical next stage is progressively harder testing, larger and irregular targets, moving mannequins, disturbed water, and eventually supervised exercises with rescue professionals. Researchers will also need to show that the robot can reach and secure a person without injuring them. Quadboat is not ready to replace lifeguards or rescue vessels. Its value is in reframing the task. A useful rescue robot should not stop when it finds someone. It should help shorten the dangerous journey from detection to extraction. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.